This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Mirror, mirror on the wall, which computer is the superest of them all? Right now, according to the top 500 list put out twice a year, it is the Milky Way 2. It's in China at the National University for Defense Technology. But when it comes to supercomputing, the race is always close, and America is currently nipping at the heels of China's Milky Way 2. We've been to one of America's fastest, Stampede, down in Austin, Texas. It sounds like this. But the next number one might be in Tennessee at the Oak Ridge National Laboratory. Oak Ridge was the champ back in 2012, and as Emily Siner reports, with an influx of funding, it may again be king of the supercomputing hill.
The supercomputer at Oak Ridge right now, called Titan, is the size of a basketball court. It sounds like a jet engine, and it can make 27 quadrillion calculations per second.
It's almost like it's alive. It has a pulse to it. You can feel it in your body when you walk in the room.
That's Buddy Bland, head of the Oak Ridge Supercomputing Lab. These kinds of machines are used to do incredibly complex simulations of real-world things, like analyzing weather patterns over time or predicting new chemical combinations in drugs. Faster computers mean more scientific breakthroughs. But like any computer, whether it's Titan or your personal laptop, in a few years, it'll be basically obsolete.
Because we can go out and buy a new machine for less than it costs to just pay the maintenance of the old machine.
The U.S. has been a leader in supercomputing for decades, but staying ahead of the pack is pricey. Oak Ridge's next computer, called Summit, could cost up to $280 million. Yet Congress has funded supercomputing with gusto. Senator Lamar Alexander of Tennessee says it's a priority that stretches across party lines.
This is a case where the Obama administration and I and others in Congress since 2008 have had the same goal. We wanted to double funding for supercomputing.
Alexander gives two reasons. First, national security. Some federally funded machines manage the country's nuclear weapons. Second, private companies can apply for time on the computers to develop products more quickly. For example, Procter & Gamble has used Oak Ridge's Titan to research how the skin might react to its products. And then there's something that has non-monetary value. Pride.
It's like being number one in football. We like the idea of having the fastest supercomputer in the world, and we have had that at Oak Ridge.
Summit is expected to go live in 2017, but Oak Ridge isn't calling it the fastest yet, because by that time, some other country may be building one that's even faster. In Nashville, I'm Emily Siner for Marketplace.